Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio, a weekly podcast featuring arts and humanities in Nebraska, and an online-only feature we produce in conjunction with our weekly radio show, Friday Live. I'm Genevieve Randall. We get to hear some music on this week's podcast, and a little bit later we'll learn about a new exhibit, a Smithsonian traveling exhibit coming to Holdridge. We'll hear a performance from guitarist Daniel Martinez. He's been featured on Friday Live many times. He is a music ambassador for Nebraska Arts Council. He is also a guitar professor at Union College, and he is also performing on a concert coming up at Allen Chapel on Saturday, December 1st at 6 p.m. to benefit Good Neighbor Community Center. So we'll learn about that first on this week's podcast from Daniel, who is here, along with Pastor Marcus Larivaux from the chapel, and with Marvin Almy, who is a board chair for the Good Neighbor Community Center. And we'll learn about all of those things. It's great to have all three of you in the studio.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
One correction, I'm the past chair.
Past chair. So we will make sure we get that. We don't want to offend
That's
any
right.
current chairs.
The current chair, you're mad at me.
All right, thanks, Marvin. So, well, let's start actually with the Good Neighbor Community Center and what it is. Maybe, Marvin, you'd like to handle that one.
Well, the Good Neighbor Community Center has been in existence since 1973. It's a community outreach center that provides clothing, food, and household necessities for low-income or poor people in Lincoln. We're at the corner of 26th and Y Street along the North 27th Corridor, so we get a lot of the immigrant and refugee populations and minority populations in Lincoln. So, three basic programs. People can come in and all the food and clothing and household items are free. There's no charge. They can shop on the shopping floor for clothing, necessities, those kinds of things. Then there are perishable food programs twice a week where you can come in for milk and bread and fruits and vegetables. And then we have non-perishable foods, you know, canned goods, cereals, etc. And this concert is a benefit for the non-perishable food programs.
Okay. And Allen Chapel is involved. Marcus, you're the pastor there, as I said. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of that place and how you came to Nebraska?
Okay. Well, I moved to Nebraska last month, in the month of October, to be the pastor at Allen Chapel. And Allen Chapel has been in this building since 1981 and has had a relationship with the Good Neighbor Center since the inception of the Good Neighbor Center, helping to be a church that is community focused and provide for needs of the people in the community, because we think as a church it's important not just to come and have worship and be self-serving, but also to serve other people. So this concert, of course, is an extension of that motto or mission that we live by.
So let's
we're neighbors. We're only three blocks apart.
Yes. So pretty close.
Yes. We're literally good neighbors.
So the concert on December 1st, which takes place at 6 p.m., it's at the chapel. And how did Daniel get involved in this concert then? What were the origins of this?
That's a good question. Well, when I moved back in 2009, I went to different churches. And let me tell you, Allen Chapel was that church that opened their arms so big to me, and it felt like a family. I tried to be involved in music, and I went to different churches, but Allen Chapel was the first love, we can say, and I was there. You know, they love music, they're very talented, they're passionate about Christ and the love of God, but also for the love of music. And since I'm passionate about music, it was basically the recipe right there that I stayed in there for some years, and Allen Chapel has a big part in my heart.
Are you playing solo on the concert, or are you going to be joined by some other?
It's
going to
be my entire band, Jarana.
Okay, excellent. Yes. Yeah, how many people are in Jarana? I forget.
We are four, mainly Oscar Rios, Jamie Fristo, Steven Cantarero, and myself, but we have other friends that we're going to invite. We're going to have a pianist and a bass player as well, so we're looking for a big band right there.
And Marvin and Marcus, have you heard Jarana before? What does it mean to you to have this experience coming up at the chapel?
So I'm new in town.
Yeah.
But I went to an event my very first week here, and I heard them performing, and I said, we have to do something together. And so I went out my way to go and meet and introduce myself to Daniel, and so that we could have this relationship. And, you know, from the very first meeting, you know, it's been a good time, and we're able to work together to be able to do something for the community, which I'm extremely excited about.
And I've heard him a number of times. I had a long relationship with Oscar Rios in his capacity with Lincoln Public Schools. And in fact, they work with the Good Neighbor Center on many projects reaching out to immigrant and refugee populations. So there's many natural connections between the group and our mission.
I mentioned earlier that you're going to play for us later in the podcast. I believe it's your own special arrangement of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. What have you done with this melody that we all know? How did you approach your particular arrangement of it?
Well, we always heard that December, you know, it's a magical month. It's the month of music and the month of giving. And since that's the main thing what I do, music, and more flamenco, which is kind of fast style, I decided to change the spice of the rhythm a little bit to speed it up, and it's I like speed. I had to be honest. So it was hard to control at the beginning when I was arranging this piece. I was putting here and there different chords, and I couldn't help it. I need to make it faster. And since then, it's been a kind of a signature song for Christmas every place I go.
Daniel Martinez played for us his own arrangement there of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen here for the Friday Live Extra this week. I spoke with Daniel about the concert that he is playing Saturday, December 1st. That's at 6 p.m. at Allen Chapel in Lincoln. It's a benefit for the Good Neighbor Center. And joining him in that discussion and in our applause for Daniel today were Marvin Almy, who is a past board chair for the Good Neighbor Center, and Pastor Marcus Larvaux, who is with Allen Chapel. Thanks so much for being part of the Friday Live Extra here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
For the second part of our podcast this week, I talk with Micah Heiser from the Nebraska Prairie Museum near Holdridge. Micah is the interim director there, and they are hosting a Smithsonian traveling exhibit called Waterways at the museum through December 21st. Micah, it's great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
So you're kind of new to your position there at the Nebraska Prairie Museum. When did you start working as interim director at the museum?
I was working out here at the museum since July, and that was kind of as a historian of sorts, kind of projects like that they have that I could work on that involved, you know, a little bit of history research and things like that. And then after a couple months, then Dan had noticed that he told me that he's retiring.
And that's Dan Christensen, who's been on the show in the past.
It was just kind of a shock to everyone, especially me. And since I think September was my first, right after the board meeting there in August, September was the first month that I was the interim director. And we're hoping to have the position here in January.
So this Smithsonian exhibit called Waterways is about all things water, as it says on your Facebook page. What can visitors see and learn from this exhibit?
So Waterways is a kind of interactive exhibit. There's lots of things to spin, lots of pages to turn, and lots of kiosks to interact with. And there are a bunch of, like, they're about 16 foot by 8 foot tall giant panels that have different information about water, water conservation, the importance of water, and a lot of really interesting factoids that it has on there. You know, for example, that we're drinking the exact same water that dinosaurs drank. It just kind of goes in a loop and keeps on getting recycled. And I think the kind of selling point of it is that, you know, if we interrupt that cycle at any point, then it stops it not just for us, but, you know, when we are dinosaurs. So Waterways is an exhibit that's brought to us by the Museum on Main Street program. And this is kind of a side program of the Smithsonian, and it works together with Humanities Nebraska to bring exhibits that wouldn't normally be a part of, that wouldn't be able to, like, leave the Smithsonian, for example, to local museums. And so we're hoping that from the Waterways and getting that started, that in the future we'll be able to have other Museum on Main Street project. And then the next museum that is after us is in Alliance, and that's the Ninth Museum and Sand Hills Center in Alliance, Nebraska.
Well, there's an interesting Nebraska connection in a way. This podcast, as people are listening to it, will go out pretty much on November 29th, but Thursday, November 29th at 7 p.m., you have the Platte Basin Time-Lapse Project there at the museum, which started at NET and is currently, I think, with the Center for Great Plains Studies, and they're going to be hosting an event there at the museum. Who's the speaker going to be?
Our speaker on Thursday will be Michael Farrell, who is a kind of a photographer there. And he's kind of put together a time lapse over the way that the water goes up and down throughout the different parts of the year when it freezes over and things like that. And it's a pretty interesting time lapse. I've seen it before. And he's going to kind of come over and he's going to talk about the process of setting that up and the kind of monumental task of keeping a camera in one spot for an entire year. And as well as just kind of what the characteristics of the Platte. So I think it'll be a really interesting program, and I hope, you know, we have a lot of people out to, you know, hear them.
Now, Micah, in addition to the Waterways exhibit there through December 21st, there are many other things to see at the museum, including another new exhibit. You guys recently installed a train exhibit.
Yeah, the trains are pretty interesting. They're a G scale or garden scale. We have a track that goes above the kind of above everybody's heads, and it will have that scale track going around. Right now, we actually are setting up. We just now are getting the table, the platform kind of built up, and that's going to be the HO scale, which are the smaller trains. And before working here, I didn't even know there was different sizes of trains. So I've learned quite a lot being here in the short amount of time I've been here so far, probably more so than what I wanted to know on trains.
Micah Heiser, he is the interim director right now for the Nebraska Prairie Museum. And again, they're hosting a Smithsonian traveling exhibit called Waterways through December 21st. Micah, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast from NET Radio. Production help from Dave Hughes. Our theme music is by Alexios Anest. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.